Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Hi, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Heather. I'm calling from Greensboro, North Carolina.
Oh, I know Greensboro. That's a nice place to be.
Thank you.
What do you do there in Greensboro?
I actually just moved here. I haven't been here 2 weeks even yet.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, I moved from Asheville, North Carolina.
Oh, Asheville is one of my Asheville is one of my favorite places.
What made you move?
Well, it wasn't Asheville. Asheville is wonderful. Job, typical stuff.
Yeah. But he asked you what you did, and you said you were only there for 2 weeks, as if you didn't do anything yet. So what job could make you move and then not employ you?
I'm sorry about this, but something set Paula off a little earlier. She's kind of in a mood.
Don't ask her what it was.
No, that reminds me. I have a question for you.
Well, Heather, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Bill Curtis is going to read for you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each.
Heather, call me later.
If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you will be a winner. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Here's your first limerick.
Lying down's gonna fill me with dread. There's no rising for using the head. 60 days of the same, shoulder touching the frame. For my job, I'll spend 2 months in...
bed.
Yes, bed! Very good. Scientists studying the effects of microgravity on the human body need research subjects willing to do nothing but spend 2 months in bed. It's the perfect job if you're curious about space travel or getting over a breakup. You do literally everything in bed: eat, bathe, go to the bathroom, host your hit podcast, the Bed Radio Hour. All right, very good. Here is your next limerick.
Our weather makes Mexico proud. When there's thunder, we gather a crowd. 46% rain that goes straight to your brain. It's tequila that comes from a...
oh, boy.
Oh, boy. There was thunder. There was rain.
Oh, a cloud.
A cloud, yes. The Mexican Tourism Board has come up with a new way to attract visitors. It's raining tequila. No, that is not a terrible new Jimmy Buffett song. It is a meteorological miracle. It works by vaporizing tequila in a special box. The condensation gathers into a tequila cloud that creates a breathtaking tequila mist, which is a terrible new Jimmy Buffett song.
Does it just fall on you?
You step into a box, apparently.
Yeah.
And you stand there and you go, tequila.
I mean, you could get that same effect with, like, Bactine, couldn't you?
I guess so.
But aren't you supposed to put it in your mouth?
Yeah.
I mean, what good does it...
Yeah, what part of drinking it didn't work?
I know. Here is your last limerick.
She can't walk. It's about how she feels. Still, the internet clamors and squeals. Her cute baby pumps are taking some lumps. But I'm dressing my baby in...
heels.
Yes, heels. Oh. Very good. These are called peewee pumps. They're soft shoes with stuffed heels.
It's so disgusting.
They come in a variety of ready-for-the-club prints like leopard and zebra skin. Think of them as Manolo Wahnix.
It's just so... You know, at the airport this morning, a lady walked by me in, like, tight pants, and she was elderly. She wasn't young. She walked by in these very tight pants, and she had heels and a cane.
Maybe the cane was too long. Maybe it was like her husband's cane.
Bill, how did Heather do in our quiz?
Good job, Heather. You won.
Oh, good.
Congratulations, Heather. Good luck in Greensboro.
Thank you.
Take care. You.